Welcome, welcome to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac. I am Matt MacArthur.
I'm Drew McDonald.
And you're listening to Mixtapes on CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And this is our Ugly Christmas Sweater episode.
Woo!
Woo! Live on the air, not pre-recorded or anything like that, like most holiday programming. We opened up with one of my favorite sort of surf rock Christmas songs, because, you know, if you're going to listen to Christmas music over the holidays, it may as well be surf rock. The Ventures with White Christmas. And
surprisingly enough, surf rock is not rare in Christmas music.
No.
There are a few other surf rock bands out there, and we're going to play something else in a minute as well, I think, to kind of get things jived up and going.
Absolutely.
I think it's important to kind of context what this episode kind of is. When you think of, you know, we all know the ugly Christmas sweater or the ugly holiday sweater, and so similarly, there's a lot of ugly holiday music out there as well. And not necessarily ugly as in bad, but eclectic.
Bizarre and
interesting. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, if you were looking for Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, it's probably not going to happen
Not going to happen.
So many apologies to those of you that are now switching off your dials. And
yeah, then we're going to throw you a lot of curveballs and a lot of, you're going to laugh, you're going to be repulsed probably, and it's going to be great, this ugly Christmas sweater episode of Mixtapes. Shall we throw to one of your curveballs here?
Absolutely. So just to kind of peel off from your Ventures song right there, I don't know if anybody remembers the Hoodoo Gurus from the 80s. They're an Australian surf rock band that had a few really great albums, but there was a compilation that came out in the early 90s called A Lump of Coal that featured such acts as Henry Rollins and the Hoodoo Gurus and another band, which I may or may not play a bit later, but I'll give you a hint. The band is known for their very baritone-based lead singer, and they're very Canadian. So,
nice.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Not at present.
Perfect.
But I love the Canadian-ness.
Exactly, right? Who knows? Maybe we'll even play it immediately afterwards. But for right now, here's The Little Drummer Boy by Hoodoo Gurus.
Yes.
We'll be right back. unto certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
Like I said, we were going to throw some serious curveballs.
Wow, that was my favorite rendition of Carol of the Bells I think I've ever heard.
Right?
Yeah.
We couldn't get away without playing the Muppets. It was a nice segue, too, going from Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we played...
Because he kind of sounds like a Muppet when he sings.
A little bit. Mm. I love that band. They're like, they get a lot of flack, but yeah. Like they were a really good band.
Yeah, and from Canada, too, and they did pretty well all over North America. So
yeah, very...
Represent.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you know. So that, yeah, we had the Crash Test Dummies with the first Noel and the Hoodoo Gurus with that little drummer boy,
mm-hmm.
both from the A Lump of Coal compilation.
Yeah. And then we just had some interesting Muppets, which I thought was a good segue out because we have some other silliness lined up for you as well. So I kind of shared this story with Matt before we did this show just so I wouldn't surprise it on him on air. But I discovered a song. By Tiny Tim, a Christmas song by Tiny Tim recently.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you who know Tiny Tim know that he's quite well known with his falsetto and ukulele songs and like Tiptoe Through the Tulips. So he has a couple Christmas songs as well. And there's one song in particular that we're not going to play just because the subject matter could offend. But I want to talk about what the subject matter is because the recording that I have of it also has an interview with him where he talks about, I wrote this song in the early 80s before this certain thing was this certain issue had come up.
Yes.
And this song that he wrote is called Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS This Year.
The AIDS.
So, you know, think about how horribly offensive that is. So,
we're not going to play that
one. No, we're not going to play that one, but it's just interesting because he talks about how I wrote this before that, you know, people were dying and all the epidemic had really broken out. And at the time, it was just something that people sort of, you know, it was something that people had talked about, but it was no different than, you know, like a bad flu kind of thing. And people didn't really know a lot about it.
Yeah.
And so the song is pretty inappropriate, but go and search for it yourselves. I'm sure you'll have a bit of an eye roll and a chuckle. And he even contacts in his interview, he's like, I didn't mean to offend anybody by writing this song. It is the worst.
Yeah.
Here it goes. So, you know, but we're not going to play that for you today. So instead, we have another little bit of Tiny Tim for you. Here is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Who's there? Oh, it's Santa Claus. Oh, and look who you brought with you. My favorite reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
And Cupid and Donovan Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him.
To guide me sleigh tonight.
Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with me.
Yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. You'll go down in history. You'll go down in history.
Yes, you will, you wonderful reindeer.
This is Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, then a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Please put a penny in the old man's hat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
If you haven't got a penny, then the goose is getting fat.
Well, that was some weirdness from the Manhattan Transfer.
Love the Manhattan Transfer. Love to hate them, but also love them.
Yeah. They definitely pop up a lot at Christmas. Manhattan Transfer,
absolutely.
Don't they?
And personally, you know, that song is kind of silly to hear in the context of like a mixtape because it's not a Christmas song you normally think of. But it's definitely one that I grew up with. Like, oh yeah, my grandmother used to sing it all the time, and
yeah,
you know, it was always around.
And it figures quite prominently in the John Denver Muppets Christmas special as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I love that one.
I love that one. Me and my girlfriend Jen, we just watched that last night.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. I have the vinyl of it, and it felt too Christmassy to play anything off that album because everyone loves it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like, well, that's not eclectic enough.
Yeah, no, that one's untouchable. Like, that one's not weird at all to me. Because, like, John Denver seemed like one of those people that was just so comfortable with the Muppets. You know, like, much like Elton John was in his episode with the Muppets. Like,
absolutely.
Just, like, some artists you could tell were like, what is this?
Well, when we come back, like, I'm glad that you said that because I have a John Denver song on here that is a little heavy because not all Christmas songs are joyous.
No.
So
some are downright sinister.
Some are downright sinister and some, yeah. So we've got a pretty bleak one coming up pretty soon. And let's save this. So it's a bit of a contrast from John Denver and the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everyone will enjoy it. But I think we're throwing to something, aren't we?
Well, we are just going to take a quick break.
There we go.
You're listening to Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9. And we'll be back with our Ugly Christmas episode in a minute.
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
All Access Pass is back for season 2. We are a collectively run weekly program that discusses equity, inclusion, and accessibility issues on and off UBC's campus, including both visible and invisible disabilities. Anyone can get involved. No experience is necessary. People of all abilities are welcome to join. Check us out on Facebook at All Access Pass or get involved by emailing accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
Enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Gold Corp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Just last year, when I was only 7, now I'm almost 8. You can see, you came home a quarter past 11 and fell down underneath our Christmas tree. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Well, then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry. No, I don't want to see my mama cry.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus. hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Just in case anyone was wondering, that was in fact Matt and I applauding after that song.
Yeah, sort of the studio audience we have here
exactly.
Today applauding. Gayla PV with the Christmas classic, depending on your point of view, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Classic is a very loose term.
Very loose term on this show.
Well, everyone knows that song and everyone kind of loves that song. And it is probably the most well-known, really ridiculous Christmas song.
It's really cute. Yep. It's really cute. And before that, we had you weren't kidding about taking a dark turn there with John Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
I know, it's pretty rough. And interesting thing about that song as well is the Decemberists do a cover of that song also.
No way.
And I mean, it's still just as bleak because, you know, it is what it is. But John Denver, he can hang out with the Muppets, but he can also bring you back down, ground you a little bit, and remind you what it's all about, what it's like living in the Rockies.
Yep, Rocky Mountain Christmas.
Yeah, and so I'm glad that you played I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, kind of lightened the mood after that blow there.
Absolutely.
And to kind of keep things a bit sugary sweet, I thought I'd play a song from everyone's favorite celebrity caricature. This celebrity caricature is well known as showing up in a lot of like random B Christmas specials a very thick accent. And
I'm pretty confident. You're not going to play this, are you?
Yeah. It's fully happening. And then we have another great Canadian classic happening immediately afterwards.
Nice.
To kind of bring you back down from the sugary high of what is going to be Charo singing Feliz Navidad.
Oh my God.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. over. You've gained 20 pounds. The cat's choking on tinsel. Pine needles stalk the ground. There are no cards in the mailbox. There's a stack of bills. Yes, the holidays are over, and you are feeling ill. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. The eggnog's made you fat. The party is over, except for your wacky uncle, who is still drinking your beer. Turkey's great on Christmas, but after a whole month of turkey pie and stew, you start to dread lunch. Breakfast is more frightening, for all there is to eat is 14 Christmas cakes and a bag of cranberries. Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle's in the bathroom and granny's on the sofa, and you start to wish that they just disappear. You ate too many liquor-filled chocolates, got no money left in your pockets, but at least you've got lots of ugly sweaters and bow ties and socks. Your skin is pale and pasty. Your energy is spent, along with all the money you need to pay the rent. The children are all crying because they've broken all their toys. Is this misery worth one day of joy? Have a happy Christmas hangover. It's the most miserable time of the year. Your uncle has passed out on granny on the sofa, and you start to wish that you could disappear.
The Canadian legends, the Arrogant Worms.
That's right.
With Christmas Hangover. And before that, yes, if there's one way to start off a 1-2 punch, Drew, you certainly started off right with Charo, mm-hmm. Feliz Navidad.
Absolutely. One of my favorite Christmas traditions is to sit, hunker down and watch my DVD of Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special, which is incredible. And I was trying to find audio clips from it to play here, but I just encourage everyone to go watch it.
Yeah,
it has such classics as Grace Jones performing the Little Drummer Boy, and my favorite, and Charo singing Feliz Navidad, and even has Katie Lang showing up, and she does Jingle Bell Rock, and it's amazing.
That's awesome.
So it's definitely worth checking out.
Sweet.
But yeah, the Arrogant Worms is just like one of the, you know, a Canadian institution.
Yeah. And yeah, that from the Christmas Turkey record. We're up against another break here, but don't worry, we've got lots more Christmas curveballs, highballs, you know, whatever balls on
Christmas highballs are my favorite.
Yeah, Christmas highballs are my favorite too. On mixtapes on CITR 101.9.
The December 2016, January 2017 issue of Discorder magazine is out now. We managed to record CITR student executive president Shay McConkie's first glimpse at the new issue.
Whoa!
That's funny.
Open one up yourself to read interviews with Walgreen, poet Adele Barclay, Jakin, Kim Wardle, Dad Thighs, and a guide for playing shows in America, amongst other goodies. Plus, live show reviews of The Body, Hannah Epperson, and album reviews of Monomyth, Daniel Terrence Robertson, and more. Thanks to this issue's advertisers, whom we love dearly, Live Van, Geist, Steam Whistle, The Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, The Rio Theater, Mint Records, Nightwood Editions, Audiopile Records, The Astoria Vinyl Records, The Wise Hall, and Jazz Records. Grab a copy around town or read the issue online at discorder.ca.
Maybe our best issue ever.
Most likely. I would say like high chance of best edition ever. Nobody told me did it on my own.
Rock
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on.
We'll spare you the rest of the song, because you've heard it probably by now. Paul McCartney and his amazing Christmas classic, depending on your point of view, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
That was the worst.
Yeah, it sounded like he got like a new synthesizer for Christmas. Like Linda bought him, you know, a new synthesizer for Christmas. And he went downstairs into his basement, turned on the tape machine, got a few rum and eggnogs in him, and just laid down that one in like 3 minutes.
For the record, I protested Matt playing that song. I'm going to throw you under the bus here on this one. I fully protested. Do not endorse. And I hope that we can just bounce back. I'm sorry that we lost your guys' trust for a minute.
Only for a minute. Only for a minute. But like I said, this is...
I'm just bugging you, Matt.
Lots of curveballs. Like, it's like Christmas. It's going to be like a sleigh ride through the ups and downs and peaks and valleys.
Well, exactly. And one song that definitely has a bit of ups and downs to it is Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a song that has a lot of controversy around it because it's definitely a really outdated song.
Very.
Very, very outdated. However, there's been a few interesting versions out there. There's interesting versions with gender reversal. There's been versions where it's two guys singing to each other, two women singing to each other.
Tom Jones.
Yeah. And I have a version here that I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate because it's a pair of people having fun with it. This is the legend, the icon, Liza Minnelli, joined with Alan Cumming. Baby, It's Cold Outside.
I really can't stay.
Liza, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Liza, it's cold outside.
Oh, this evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
my
ice.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette moment.
Never such a blizzard.
The neighbors might think.
But Liza, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
Wish that I knew.
Your eyes are like stars.
To break the spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, 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 my
shirt. If I'm moving closer,
at least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't
Liza,
stay.
Liza, don't hold out.
Ah, but it's cold. Ellen, I should go.
Yeah. See ya.
Oh, Ellen, you sound angry. You're not angry.
No, I'm not angry. I mean, it's fine. You know, I want you to stay. You want to go. That's fine. Conversation over. I'll see you tomorrow.
Just let me back in. Look,
so
I just
back
want
in
to
now.
Talk to you for a minute.
Come on, then.
Oh,
Liza,
Ellen.
Liza. I simply must go.
But it's your apartment.
The answer is no.
All right, it's my apartment.
sing the
listen to the fireplace.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
worry. Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while
I've got to get home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Liza, lend me a comb.
Helen, it's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I do when you touch my
but
hand.
Don't you see? There will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and
really died,
get over it, baby.
But
it's
cold.
Oh, baby, it's so cold. Oh, cold. Oh, so cold.
Outside.
Oh, so cold. Outside.
Well, stop showing off.
I'm not showing off. I was just trying to give a little
everyone
bounce.
Everyone knows you can say it.
One and only Liza Minnelli.
Wow.
And Alan Cumming with Baby, It's Cold Outside. One of the weirdest Christmas carols to not really translate very well into 2016.
No, absolutely. It was very much a sign of the times, but people are still doing it, and at least with acute awareness of, you know, that.
The slightly kind of creepy. I mean, I don't want to say rapey because it's not a very Christmassy word to say during a Christmas special, but...
But you said it.
But I said it, so there it is.
There you are.
But but segueing from that, you know, Christmas songs tend to... Of course, it's a religious holiday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, the word... I mean, personally, I think that Christmas is kind of so far removed from... I mean, you know, people celebrate the religious aspects of it, and
yeah,
kudos, but Christmas as an umbrella is kind of, you know, a caricature of what, you know, we have pagan rituals, trees, things like that were associated with snowmen, and, you know, so it's definitely an idea more than it is, like universally, than it is just a religious thing, but it's definitely a sign of an old oppressive religious institution,
yeah,
which of which there's also a ton of other holidays happening. You know, we have the solstice coming up next week.
Yep.
We have, we're in the middle of, I actually don't know, so I don't even want to say, but, you know, Hanukkah happens around this time, and I think we're in the middle of it, if it hasn't just ended.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my ignorance. And
mine too.
Yeah. And a variety of other things going on as well. So one of the things that I really enjoy is that at Christmas time, we always tie in New Year's with Christmas. And everyone, of course, has heard Auld Lang Syne.
Yep.
You know, not too far after the New Year's that we celebrate, Chinese New Year happens as well, or the Lunar New Year as well. So
All kinds of New Year's.
So this is a song by Pink Martini, a band from Portland, Oregon, doing a version of what's called, the English translation is Congratulations, which is a Chinese New Year song. So hope you guys enjoy this.
Oh,
小磨练，多少婴儿盼望，盼望春的消息啊！恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀！恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀！恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀！恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
I have a little dreidel. The Bare Naked Ladies from Bare Naked for the Holidays.
Absolutely. And I do want to apologize. We've realized that 24th is when Hanukkah starts this year. So I apologize for my ignorance and not knowing when it started, but talking about it. So I apologize to all out there listening. I love the fact that it is a time of year we can celebrate a variety of beliefs and things like that as well. And I've really enjoyed spending this last hour kind of, you know, playing the ridiculous aspects of the hall. Well, not all ridiculous. The last two songs are definitely not ridiculous, but eclectic as well, right?
Yeah, so. Eclectic. Try to include everybody for the holidays. You mm-hmm. know, like, you know, it's not just about Christmas. You know,
yep.
We all have different beliefs and stuff like that. But
yep.
But it's been quite a rocket ship sleigh ride this episode. It's been quite enjoyable.
A rocket ship sleigh ride.
You know, putting this together.
Yeah.
I kind of want to describe your Christmas sweater that you're wearing currently.
I picked up a few Christmas sweaters this year, and the one I'm wearing right now, those of you that are AbFab fans, it's a picture of Patsy holding a bottle of Stoli and a cigarette in the other hand and says Merry Christmas in true gay man fashion. I just had to, you know, really, really embrace I feel like Patsy is kind of like my holiday spirit animal, so
nice.
It works out well.
Nice. It looks great. You know, it's like a cigarette in one hand, bottle of vodka in the other.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful. Christmas sweaters too, like ugly Christmas sweaters seem to be also like a fairly recent kind of trend as well. And
well, it started as like the ironic Christmas sweater, and now it's just a staple again. It's kind of back to just being, it is what it is. Everyone needs one. Everyone needs to have at least one, if not a variety.
Even metal bands are putting out ugly Christmas sweaters. Slayer has quite a few ugly Christmas sweaters that are great.
Which are amazing, yeah.
Because especially some of their, you know, album art's pretty graphic.
Yep.
And so when you translate like the sort of blood, death, hell kind of scene
mm-hmm.
from an album cover into a like a finely knitted Christmas sweater, it translates really hilariously.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of hilarious, one of my favorite ridiculous holiday traditions is setting up the tree while listening to Boney M's Christmas, because Boney M is one of those really, really, iconic, ridiculous bands. Everyone's heard the songs. Everyone knows the songs. But I think it's also appropriate that as we wrap out of this ugly holiday sweater mixtape edition of mixtapes that we can just play something that ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take a moment to say happy holidays to everybody, whatever it is that you're celebrating. I hope that you have a fabulous time.
Absolutely. Happy holidays from me, too. It's going to be great. And so we're going to cut to the last song on our Christmas, Ugly Christmas Sweater mixtape, Boney M., Mary's Boy Child / Oh My Lord, the 12-inch version. And
oh, this is going to go on for a while.
It will. So much like Christmas.
There you go.
So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's. The Real World is up next, and it's going to be great. So Merry Christmas from Matt MacArthur.
And Happy Holidays from Drew McDonald.
For Mixtapes with Mick and Mac on CITR 101.9.
Because of Christmas.
Child.